Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of the On the Rocks podcast with me, your host, Vanessa Rock. What's up? Welcome back to listening to me talk about myself for 45 minutes to an hour. This is exciting stuff. Oh my gosh. Okay, here we are. We're back. We're ready to ramble again, as per usual. I have a lot to say in this episode, and you're going to hear me talk a lot about moving on. I just recorded that whole portion. Hope it makes sense to you guys. We get into the nitty-gritty of it, and it's fun. So, now I thought I'd, like, lighten it up by talking about some interesting things in the beginning of the episode that are a little bit lighter than moving on. So, I went to a concert last night. So let's talk more about me, because it's not like you're going to hear about me for the next however long. I just really like talking about myself. It's a problem. And I'm being, you know, sarcastic right now. But I do actually like talking about myself. That is not a sarcastic statement. I'm just sarcastic in the way that I'm saying it, because I have to just point it out that this is a podcast about me. Yeah, I went to a concert last night. I went to a Jordan Davis concert. So he's a country singer. He sings Singles You Up and Slow Dance in a Parking Lot and like all of the, you know, the country bops that have been on the radio. You probably have heard of him. Super fun. But it was at the House of Blues. It was such a crowded concert. It was totally sold out. So it was just kind of uncomfortable the whole time. I actually ran into some girls from my hometown, which was so random. Not that I knew them, but I was standing in line for the bathroom. And this crazy lady, because I mean, okay. If you know about where I'm from, so I'm from the high desert of California. If you know anything about the high desert, it attracts a lot of interesting folk. Like people who live in the middle of the desert and like have a bunch of four-wheelers and horses and like have Confederate flags hanging off of the back of their big pickup trucks. Like it's just a place, like a place that they don't describe when talking about California. It's not what you would picture, right? So there was this woman who reminded me so much of the crazy people from my hometown that you would see at like a football game raging. It was a lot. So I like turned to this girl next to me and I was like, this literally reminds me of my hometown. She's like, oh my gosh, where are you from? And I said, the high desert. And she was like, where in the high desert? And I told her and she was like, no way. That's where I'm from. I was like, did you go to this high school? And she was like, yeah, I did. What street did you live on? And we're just like talking. Apparently she graduated in like 2010. I graduated in 2016. So like I had no clue who she was. And she didn't know who I was at all either. It was just hilarious because I'm from a town that has like three, maybe four stoplights, and it's all dirt, like all dirt roads. The only thing that's exciting there is the high school. So it's rare that I meet people in San Diego if I don't already know them that went there, you know, who grew up there, whose parents still live there. It was just actually wild. So that was awesome. But we like stood next to each other at the concert and there was just a lot of very intoxicated people. And maybe I was one of them too. And I won't admit to anything. Okay. I don't know. Something got to me last night. I don't know what it was, but maybe the margaritas. And that's all I'll say about that. So I left at like 10:30 and got home and ordered Uber Eats. I got like a cheeseburger because that's literally all I wanted in the entire world. I just wanted a cheeseburger. So I got myself a cheeseburger on Uber Eats and it was like probably $20. I won't look at my bank statement. I don't want to think about it. But it was much needed and it was very appreciated. So yeah, other than that, it was a fun night. I literally went to bed by midnight and that is how a Saturday night should go. You should come home alone and go right to bed after you eat a cheeseburger. Okay? All right. Using that as reference for every time I go out and want to get crazy, like that's how the night has to end. Okay. So yeah, life has been really good lately. I've just been like balancing life. Like I've talked about consistently, school, work, personal life, friends, like everything is hard to balance. And I'm kind of at this weird point where I'm like screwing up a little bit, where I'm like, oh, I'm not doing as well as I should be doing with all of this, you know, balancing everything. And so I took a step back this week and was like, hey, get it together, Vanessa. You don't have time to mess up. And I had like this weird mental little breakdown last week because I had a weird day where I had to get a ton of blood drawn and I had gotten a write-up at work. So I don't really mess up at work ever, and I was late and I got a write-up because I overslept, and I was just very upset with myself because I don't tend to mess up. I tend to, you know, use a lot of precaution, so I don't have to put myself in the mindset of the fact and thinking about me messing up. So when I did mess up, it like threw me for a tizzy. I don't even know. It threw me for like a loop, essentially. I was not well, and I had to get like 10 vials of blood drawn for like, they had to check like my vitamin and hormone levels. I don't know, weird. A lot of blood drawn. I was not doing well. I do not do well with needles, and I went alone. I ate like 2 bags of hip peas in my car to cope. If you don't know what hip peas are, they are this chickpea like puff that's kind of like a Cheeto puff, but it's like gluten-free, vegan, paleo-friendly, like all of these things that make, you know, like one of those trendy healthy snacks, but I'm actually addicted. The white cheddar flavor is the bomb, and you should go try it. They have it like Ralph's, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, like everywhere. Probably they have this chip hip pea thing, and I'm actually addicted to eat a bag a day, and I won't say that. It's on record now. It's fine. I'm toning it down. Today, I almost ate the whole bag, and then I put it back. I said, no, Vanessa, you have to leave these 5 chips just so you can establish some sense of self-control over your life and your eating habits. So that's me. Like, that's life lately. But I'm doing okay. I'm doing well. I've just been kind of like working through some things. And obviously, like I talk about in this podcast, I'm really big into self-reflection and work on yourself. It's just like my thing as of lately, which is why I started this podcast. So I can sit down and self-reflect, you know, every week, which is my favorite thing to do. I was kind of dreading recording because I have been kind of nervous at what I'm going to talk about. I'm getting kind of feeling like I have pressure. Even no one's putting it on me. I'm putting it on myself to, you know, like, talk about things that are interesting, but also like I don't want to expose myself too much at this point in time because a lot of new things are happening, and I like to talk about past things, if that makes sense, because I feel more comfortable exposing myself as to my past because it's not my present. So it is interesting when I have to, you know, talk about things happening in my life right now and feel comfortable with that. So I have been kind of dreading recording lately, but when I do sit down and record and I'm able to like vent and talk about things and be honest and just like be myself completely and fully, it's so nice. And it reminds me of why I'm doing this and like why I love this so much and like why this is my passion project. So I'm excited for you guys to hear me ramble for the next however long about moving on in life and the beauty of it all, because I do think it is all a beautiful thing, this experience we all share together. Ugh. I could cry. Okay, not going to. Don't worry. So this is me. This is moving on. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I actually got this request to talk about this specific subject on my Instagram. I kind of posted a poll with like 5 options as to like what I should talk about on this week's episode. And people responded actually with the same thing. So I had about 5 5 responses saying the exact same thing, and this topic is about moving on. And I don't really know where I'm going to take this, but I have a lot of ideas about moving on because I'm currently moving on. I'm going through, you know, a lot in my life that is a transition, moving on from this last year, essentially, still kind of just like finding my footing, finding my grounding, finding who I am, as we all do. So like nothing in life is, you know, absolute. We're always transitioning. We're always moving on from something. I don't think we ever get to a point in our lives where we're just like, I'm content with everything. Like that just doesn't happen. So at least there's one thing in our lives at a time that just doesn't seem right. And for me in the past, it's been more than just one thing that didn't seem right. And now I'm kind of still in this transition phase. I remember talking to my parents, having like some sort of breakdown with them around, I think it was like around Christmas time, where I was just talking about my life and like how I'm feeling about things. And I like mentioned to them that I was still not okay from what was happening the year before in my life. So pretty much like all of 2019 was, the beginning of 2019 was kind of just like a crapshoot. Like things just went wrong for me, like I've talked about. And my parents were confused when I was saying that I was still not, you know, like totally moved on from everything that had happened. And I was still, you know, kind of overwhelmed with feeling like this pressure to move on, like I should be ready to move on and I'm not, and I don't get why. So they were confused when I said that. They were like, what? And I was like, you seem fine. And I was like, yeah, I may seem fine, but am I fine? No, like my life is a blur right now. I'm not doing well. And so, I mean, I think just even in these last 3 months, I've done so much growing, even from that point to where I am like fully can say like I'm in the transitional phase. Like I'm almost at the end of what it feels like you would call moving on. Moving on, I know, has a lot of different concepts. Like you can move on from one job to the next. You can move on from one relationship to the other. You can move on from one trauma, and feel better about it. You can move on from a friendship. Like there are so many things you can move on from and you can move towards something better. Cause I think, you know, moving on has this somewhat of a negative connotation where it can feel like you're leaving something in the past. So moving on is like, oh, that happened, I'm done with it, I'm dropping it, I'm not remembering it, and I'm finding something new. But for me, moving on is more of a transitional process where it takes a while, and I don't let the things that happened to me in the past necessarily like dictate my emotions anymore, but I remember them. Like they're still there. They're still points of reference. I don't live in them, but I can remember those times and use them to guide me towards something that is more fulfilling and better for me in my life at that moment. Moving on is also a very positive thing. Moving on, you know, senses light, senses like a light at the end of the tunnel or exciting new things. Like I'm moving on. Say you find a new guy you're really into, so you're moving on and you're finding someone new and they're helping you do that moving on from your past, you know, problem. But that those are just kind of like my feelings about moving on. I think I could ramble about what I think moving on is, but I wrote down a few things that I want to talk about when it comes to moving on. And I guess I'll talk about this more of like from a relationship perspective. I got this request to talk about moving on from my friend Leah, who messaged me and said she wanted me to talk about moving on because I helped her a lot through her breakup and she thinks others could benefit from my words of wisdom too, I guess. So it's really nice to know that I like my words and my previous experiences can help someone else move on. It's such a pivotal part of being able to move on are the words of others and affirmations you get from others. So I want to talk like specifically, at least to start, and I think that I can, you know, ramble on into something else, but moving on from relationships. Like the process of moving on. I kind of want to break it down, you know, like explain how I have moved on in the past or how like initially moving on happens. And then we'll talk about like the long-term moving on process. But I know that for me, I could have used someone to tell me, you know, like when it was okay for me to move on. Cause I think a lot of times moving on seems like, you know, you're just like drawing a line. And for me, that's been the hardest part because I like care a lot about people. So in relationships, when I'm told like, oh, it's fine, just move on, I'm like, well, that makes me feel like I have to cut off, you know, a tie that played a huge part in my life. And that just doesn't seem like realistic for me. Like I don't want to, you know, block that person on Instagram just to feel like I'm moving on. Like that to me doesn't make any sense. And so when I was given advice by people and told that, you know, in order to move on, you have to cut off all communication, you have to block them, you have to like just like, you know, get under someone to get over someone, like all of those like traditional concepts that are taught to us in order to be able to, you know, fully move on and forget someone seem a little harsh to me, at least in the beginning of a relationship. I mean, the beginning of the end of a relationship, right? Like, I have luckily and been fortunate enough to never have anything tragic happen in a relationship. I've never been cheated on that I know of, or, you know, had any hateful distaste towards anyone. So I've been lucky in that aspect. I know a lot of people aren't. So that's why they say it's easy to, you know, block them, move on, just get over it, drop them. We don't need them anymore, right? Those are like, you know, concepts that we all hear. But for me, it's more of like an emotional letting go instead of a cutting off. So I do think that's interesting to point out. But I know, you know, a lot of tips tell you cut off all communication. And for me, it was really hard in the beginning of any of the end of my relationships. I've only ever been in like two serious relationships. And it was hard for me to cut off communication. Like, I needed closure in that sense. And I think in order to cut off communication, you need to receive closure first. So you have to kind of like get the ending you need or want. And regardless if they want to give it to you or not, like, you either get it from them or you get it from yourself. So you form your own form of closure. You come to an idea or like a thought process of why it did end, why it was good that it ended, or why you're not happy it ended. And you have to kind of sit down and go through all of these different emotions to be able to say, like, okay, I can come to the conclusion as to why I'm not in a relationship anymore, and I'm okay with that. And so that's like your own form of closure, but you can also get it from someone. So if someone did something to you negatively, or if you are just not happy with the way initially your breakup happened, getting that closure is incredibly important. Feeling like you can sit with yourself and be okay with the fact that you will never really have the same level of connection you had with someone at one point again is highly important. So those are just like things I would recommend getting done first. So obviously you want to find some form of closure. I know it's never easy to find closure. It's never like a simple conversation. I've had my last boyfriend, I had to have multiple conversations about closure until I finally found the closure within myself, because I never truly got it from him, which is no fault to him. It just like is how it happened. But that closure then helped me cut off all communication. So it was then easy for me to be like, if I was to be reached out to, or if I felt like reaching out to them, like, it was easy for me to be like, no, Vanessa, you're cutting off communication, because you know that communication is not good for you. Because at the end of a relationship, as much as you want to talk to the other person, the only way you can fully release yourself of the relationship and like of the burden that you previously had, not the relationships or burdens, but of feeling, you know, dense and heavy with this breakup, would be to cut off that communication. So when you do cut off that communication, it's never easy. It's never like you don't want to text them at 2 a.m. when you're drunk. You know, like, it's never easy. But I did this thing for myself when I got in my last relationship. I would play this game with myself. Sounds funny. But basically, because initially I did drunk text, right? Like, I did do all of that, because, I mean, it kind of happens to everyone. Not everyone, but it happens a lot where you do, you know, reach out, drunk text, stalk, you know, like pictures on Instagram. Like, for a couple months I did that. Like, I was that petty person. I can admit that. But after I realized I was fed up with that of myself, I played this game with myself where I would, you know, make it a game. So every night that I didn't drunk text, that I didn't drunk call, that I didn't do anything like that, I would, you know, pat myself on the back. I wouldn't give myself any rewards, but I would be like, oh my gosh, I didn't do it. Like, I'm so stoked. And like, every time I was drunk, I would be like, oh, I'm playing a game, can't text. Like, sorry. Like, and every time I didn't, it made myself feel so much better in the morning, because I knew that I was moving on and I was working on myself, and like, I was becoming better as a person by not reaching out, by not engaging with something that obviously didn't make me happy, right? Like, I know a lot of us all want to self-sabotage. We all want to do things that aren't necessarily good for us, because sometimes it excites things. It like makes things, you know, more interesting. We get a little bored sometimes, so we want to, you know, self-sabotage a little bit. But I like made a game to not self-sabotage with myself. And it was one of the most beneficial things that I did for myself was to create that idea in my mind that the more I didn't text them, the more I found fulfillment within myself. And I highly recommend that if you're going through anything like this at the time or will go through anything like this, to play the game with yourself as well. It sounds weird, but I promise it did work for me at least. I don't know where I heard that or like what just that made me decide to do that, but I think it was just like, Vanessa, you know you hate waking up knowing you drunk texted. Or even when I wasn't drunk, I just like every night would be like, all right, guess who's not texting him tonight? Me. So it worked out really well for me. And eventually it did cut off all communication. It was like simple for me. So it took me a second, you know, a hot minute to, you know, like have to work on myself, find the value within myself to like not text, to not reach out, to not, you know, even like Instagram pictures. So cutting off communication in that way. But one thing that I also want to point out is that people tell you a lot of the times to block the other person. The only way you can fully move on is if you just block them. They don't need to see your stuff. You don't need to see their stuff. You don't need to be friends with them on Snapchat. You don't need to be friends with them doing anything. And even today, to this day, I cannot say that I follow that rule. It's like an unspoken rule, or sometimes it is spoken, that you're supposed to block the other person. In my last relationship, I have not blocked the other person. And I don't know if it's because I want them to see me doing well, or if it's more of a like, I just don't want to be petty in that sense. I really don't know what it is. I think maybe it leans onto the more side of like, I don't necessarily feel like they wronged me. So why would I not want to see them doing well, or myself? I don't want them to not see. And also, posting pictures for the other person. So it's something that happens, you know, in the beginning of the end of a relationship, right? Or even months in, you post Instagram, Snapchats, selfies, like good, cute bikini pics, right? Whatever. We're all guilty. Like even guys, I'm sure, post like a nice pic after they got broken up with, like, hey guys, I'm back on the market. What's up? And like, F you to the chick who just dumped me, right? But I think it takes a while to get out of that phase, to stop doing that, to stop thinking about the fact that they may be watching your Snapchat stories or Instagram stories and liking your pictures. I know I have exes that still like my photos. And like, it takes a while for that to not affect you anymore. I think it takes like probably it took me a long time. Like, I remember caring so much about what I posted because I wanted them to see it, right? Like, and it takes, I think, maturity and time to stop doing that. I don't think that just like happens, and I don't think that for me, like, blocking them would have been healthy either. Like, I know myself. So like, the thing is you have to know yourself in this situation, and it doesn't just happen on your first breakup. So I can imagine your first breakup, like for me, was the messiest, because you have no clue who you are in a breakup. And I think you are a certain type of person in a breakup. And I didn't know who I was initially. So like, obviously posted a ton of photos to make him jealous, to like post, you know, like quotes that were talking about relationships ending and finding myself and like all of the cliche crap that we do as women. Maybe guys do that too, I'm not sure. From my experience, they don't necessarily do that. Maybe that's me. Maybe I'm crazy. But like, I really don't think it's just me. I think it happens a lot to girls after they've been broken up with or break up with someone. Like, you still want them to see you doing well. And so maybe for you, if it works for you, blocking works. Like, ending things that way does work. For me, it didn't at the time. I think I'm ready now to block. Like, I it took me a while, but I think like I, if willing, if necessary, would block them from my life now. Because I mean, I don't think anyone should have ownership of you in that sense, or like even emotional ownership they don't even know that they have, right? Like, you feel like still endowed to post things so that they see them, so they are reminded that they once liked you, right? Like, at one point, do we stop doing that? But I also think like another thing that is important is to be cautious of your friends opinions as to how you should be dealing with things. I think that really affected me in the beginning, was my friends telling me I should do this. Even to this point, like, why don't you just block him? Like, that to me was difficult. It was difficult to have different opinions, having the opinions of others then affect my ability to move on instead of just like letting myself go through it naturally. Did affect me a ton. Because it made me feel like I wasn't doing it right, or I wasn't doing good enough at moving on. When in actuality, it was just like my own personal like journey that everyone takes, right? So I do think that's important to be cautious of, but I also think on the other end of the spectrum with friends, that finding a friend with a positive outlook on breakups and the ability to talk you out and through things is really important. And I think, like, for my friend Leah, like, I could be that person for her, where, like, she had broken up with someone, like, about 6 months after I had gotten out of my relationship. And it was, like, very similar types of guys and very similar situations as to how things ended. And, like, I could kind of root for her and be her cheerleader and moving on and, like, remind her the value of being single and what it had brought me so far. I know, like, not everyone is going to be perfectly timed in that. And I'm sure, like, as I get older, it's going to be harder and harder to find people like that. But also, like, if you can't find a friend like that, find a podcast. Find an Instagram post quote. You know, find a YouTube video about moving on. Like, listen, constantly consuming things that, like, talk about the concept of moving on or the concept of letting go really is a beneficial thing, at least for me. I mean, I learn best through listening to others. It's just my, like, I don't know, my communication language or, like, my my coping mechanism. I know others are more visual and can read things, or you know, like, just honestly just veg out and, like, be alone for a while. Like, I know everyone has their own method, but for me, like, I was lucky enough to have friends who were big supporters of me and also, like, content that I could consume that could remind me of, like, my value, my worth, that sometimes can feel like it's taken away after a breakup. So it's highly important to find those things. And, like, I think just, like, remembering that breakups are and can be good. Like, it's hard to phrase it as if they are good, but at the end of the day, they are good. And they are good because you got freed from something or someone who did not want you or that you were not meant for. What is, like, good about in that situation? Nothing. Like, there's nothing good in being with someone who doesn't want to be with you. There's nothing good about being in a situation that is not meant for you, like, at all. There's just, like, zero way to justify that at the end of the day. And I know it seems easy when you're in it to justify the cheater, to justify the liar, to justify the relationship that's just crumbling and you can't fix it. Like, it's easy to sit in it, but, like, there's nothing good and easy, like, ever. And what, where in history has been proved that, like, getting things easily and keeping things easily have ever turned, you know, into a positive thing? I think the challenge is what is usually remembered. Like, no one remembers, you know, the person who just got something, like, handed to them. They remember the person who fought for something. And if you have to fight for yourself and your own freedom and your own, like, ability to value yourself and to get out of something that isn't meant for you, then that is exactly what you should be doing. And it's exactly, like, where you should be, because you should not be in something with someone who does not see the value in you. And so when you get out of that, it can be a really good thing. And I'm sure breakups aren't great for everyone and they don't seem great at first, but, like, I can honestly say every breakup I've had in the past has been a great thing that has happened for me, because it has opened my eyes to realize, like, I deserve better. Not that they were bad people, but I deserve, like, a great, exciting love, right, that I feel content in, that works, that makes sense, that is exciting and, like, loving and fun and, like, all of the things that you want, right, that you didn't get with the last person, because obviously there's a reason it's not working out. And there may be other circumstances, this is just speaking from my experience, but there is goodness and the end of things, because, like, cliche, you know, when one door closes, another opens, ain't gross, right? But it's true. Like, it's so true that it sucks, because that is the crappiest analogy, right? Like, you've heard it so many times. But when I got out of my last relationship, I saw my life just like blossom like a flower. Like, here I am. I've never felt and been more confident. I've never been more excited for my life. Like, I've never been like more ready to like, I'm more okay with just being me and being like myself. Like, that doesn't make any sense, but it was really good for me. And it can be really good for you too, if you allow it to be, whether you have to block them, cut off all communication, maybe not, maybe, you know, find friendship in the thing that ended, or do what fuels you and where you need to be. So I think a lot of people have a lot of opinions when it comes to breakups. A lot of people have set fast ways that will help you get over it. Like, you can look something up, like the relationship expert, you know, Matthew Hussey, like I've heard a couple podcasts from lately, who these are the 7 texts you need to send to guys to make them fall in love with you, right? Or whatever it is he preaches on YouTube. He has said fast ways that, like, these are how the ways you can move on. But like, I don't think, maybe that works for you, but like, it's not going to work for everyone. And I don't think moving on is something that is just like constituted as a fact, or like something that is done in one way or the other. Another cliche is that time, you know, heals all wounds. So I don't think I've ever seen that to be more true. And I hope that if I ever have another breakup, I can see that like time will heal that too. And time heals everything, like traumas from childhood that you aren't as affected by now because you let that process sit, simmer, like move on from over a long period of time. Like, sure, we can make these quick decisions as to how you're going to move on. You know, maybe you have to hook up with someone new in order to move on from the past person. But like, in actuality, like, moving on doesn't happen that way. It happens over and throughout your life in every way, in every interaction, in every like step you take, you are moving on from something. And that is a process that should be valued and nurtured and worked on. Like, you consistently have to work on things in your life, and maybe you have to work on getting over someone. Maybe you have to work on the loss of a job, a loss of a family member. Like, these things aren't easy ever. They aren't necessarily the most positive a lot of the times, but at the end of the day, like, it's good to work on yourself. It's good to process. It's good to justify your emotions and yourself. And then finally, it is good to feel as though you can move on from something that no longer can hold, you know, territory or land in your heart. There is no benefit to that, to, you know, holding yourself back. Like, diminishing your value and like your livelihood for a previous experience, because like everything in life is an experience, right? And it takes time to move on from things that affect us astronomically, but we have to, and we will at the end of the day, because we're going to. So might as well like make the process a little bit easier and take care of yourself while you're doing those things. And I think it's okay to, you know, like I've said throughout this entire ramble rant, right? It's okay to, you know, like, be a mess. It's okay to initially rush things, to then not date for months, to like be single for years, to then get into a new relationship. Like, all of those things that happen after something are okay. The process of moving on is not simple and like not constituted in one direction. So you can try your best and work through it as much as you can. But like, when you're ready to, you know, get back out there, to even find a new job, if you ended your job, like if you got fired from a job, like finding a new job is like a process of moving on, because you have to remember like to emotionally cut ties with the last place, the people and all of the things. And then it's even harder in a relationship, because you then feel some type of like guilt in the sense of the fact that you will then again move on. Like, you're going to at some point move on, and you feel kind of guilty about that. Are they there yet? You're like, so much is going through your mind. And like, it's okay to, you know, maybe break up with someone after 1 week and meet the person you're gonna, you know, end up being with for the rest of your life. It's okay to not. It's okay to wait years without dating, or maybe just like find a bunch of people who don't fit what you want and to feel disheartened, because we are going to go through things like that. Like, it's not just going to be simple. Moving on isn't just going to happen. Like, maybe it does for you, and that's great. But like, for most people, you're going to get your heart broken a lot in life. And that's not just like through relationships. It's through almost everything you do. If you put yourself into something, if you're vulnerable, if you are passionate about the next exciting thing, you have the potential to be heartbroken and to then again have to move on. So it's a perpetual cycle. And I think it's a beautiful thing, as much as it sucks in the moment. And I've been through the suck, and I, you know, consistently go through suck when it comes to moving on from everyday life things, from a friend fight you had the night before, you know, to having to resolve that. And there are so many parts of life you have to move on from. And I hope that I can help in any way make you feel okay with the way you are moving on, because you're doing the best you can. And like, I just support you, sis. Okay, now let's you know, talk about other things. Another main concept I do also want to talk about is, my last episode was a lot about being your own worst critic and being really hard on yourself, being an overthinker. And I kid you not, that episode went up. And after that, I was like, intensely in my head, like intensely overthinking everything, intensely trying to self-sabotage a really good thing, and like intensely going against everything I talked about in my podcast, which I'm like preaching about, you know, letting, like, you know, yourself be nicer to yourself, right? And I was just being so hard on myself. It was insane. I was talking to someone and they're like, I think there's a podcast you should like listen to that has to do with you being your own worst critic. And I was like, oh, yeah, good point. It's my podcast. Which goes to show that like nothing in life is just like, oh, I, you know, preached about overthinking and being too hard on yourself. Like, now I'm not going to do that anymore. It's still going to happen, and it's going to come in waves and ebbs and flows, right? But I definitely learned a lesson that I should take my own freaking advice. I think that's another reason I'm really excited about having this podcast, is to be able to listen back one day and like hear my advice that I gave myself. Maybe be able to take it, you know, hear a younger version of me assist me in my growth, because that is what this podcast is. And it's also to assist others in their growth and to create a community around the things that no one really wants to talk about and the messy crap that life throws at us, which is every day. I mean, like, here we are, here I am. I have a podcast and I don't know what the heck I'm doing. And I every week feel this like intense sense of imposter syndrome of, what am I doing? Who am I? Why do these people like me? You know, like, what did I do to deserve to get to be like this happy where I'm at right now? Like, I'm consistently hard on myself. We know that about me. And I think it's just like overcoming a lot. I think you have to reflect and understand that like, it's not going to be easy to just like give up all of these constraints that you have previously had on yourself and to like open your mind to being this like better, new, improved version of yourself. Like, that just doesn't like happen easily. You're going to like internally restrict yourself. Like, I've had like things happen recently that have like brought me back to a point where I was at like 2 years ago, and I've had these like weird flashbacks where I'm like, when this person says this, it reminds me of this, and it like, whew, totally like takes me back to this like weird point in my life where I was at, and then I have to disassociate myself and remind myself that I'm a different person. You know, like, this friend is not the same friend that that friend was, right? Like, none of it is the same. I'm a different person, and like, I'm working on growing myself, and if I'm only using the place, the past as like the present, I'm using them interchangeably, it's not fair to me. It's not fair to me at all. I have to use the past as a place of reference, not as a place where I still am residing, if that makes sense. So there's just so much like moving on I'm doing in my life, and I'm as excited today to sit down and talk about that moving on, not in any specific way. I think I was pretty vague about, you know, everything in terms of, I think this can apply to a lot of people. And if you have anyone in your life who could use some moving on, who could use some words of encouragement, some like affirmation that they're doing enough to do the work to move on, that you should send this podcast to them. Because I know when people send me podcasts about things I have going on in my life, I appreciate it so much. I listen to podcasts all the time. And I enjoy being able to be affirmed in the experiences of others and to know that I'm not alone in my experience. So I hope that this podcast served you in that way and you enjoyed it and you enjoy me, you know, kind of rambling about my life and things I'm going through. And I hope they resonate with you. So thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. I'm so still passionate about this podcast. While I do have a ton going on in my life, this is something that I can sit down and revert to every week, where I can discuss and divulge and be honest and vulnerable and weird and myself, because I think it helps me a lot. So I hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure to go, like, you know, Apple Tunes, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, it's everywhere. Where you listen to podcasts. I hope you guys enjoy, and I'll talk to you guys in 2 weeks.